This is Ozarks at Large. Governmental bodies are becoming more diverse in some communities around Arkansas. While the 15-member Washington County Quorum Court is losing one Hispanic Justice of the Peace, it's gaining two more, Kenny Arnando Loyola and Evelyn Rios Stafford. The latter also has the distinction of being the first openly transgender Arkansan elected to office in the natural state. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Evelyn Rios Stafford didn't join the race until September, and her name never appeared on the ballot. Originally, Candy Clark was the Democratic candidate for Justice of the Peace for Washington County District 12. However, she decided to drop out of the race after suffering a stroke a few months ago. Rios Stafford says the Democratic Party was allowed to appoint a replacement candidate, so they held an election.
And I won the vote, and so I was picked as the replacement candidate in September. So really, that didn't give a lot of time to get a campaign up and running. It was really, a really quick kind of seat of the pants sort of campaign.
Because the candidate change came late in the process, Candy Clark's name still appeared on the ballot. To help educate voters, Rios Stafford and her team crafted the message that Arkansans could vote for Candy Clark to elect Evelyn Rios Stafford. The Washington County Election Commission also helped by including slips of paper that explained the situation with absentee ballots and posting notices at voting booths. In the end, the messaging worked, and according to unofficial results, Rios Stafford defeated Republican Todd Edwin Crane with 65% of the vote to become the first openly transgender candidate elected to office in Arkansas. However, having the distinction of being the first is not why she ran for office.
As I've said to people, I'd rather be known for what I do than who I am. But I also believe that it's important because for a couple reasons. One is visibility. When people get to know someone who's LGBTQ, they're far more likely to support equality. And the other reason is, when there's positive role models living and thriving, it allows other people to imagine new possibilities for themselves. I like to say, your dreams and your identity are not mutually exclusive. I think it sends a message to folks that no matter who you are, you can succeed at anything in life.
Rios Stafford also represents the Latino community. She says it's her understanding she'll be only the third or fourth Latinx person to serve on the Washington County Quorum Court.
That's another way in which representation is really important. I think that Washington County is a very diverse county. It's becoming more diverse every year. And our elected representation hasn't necessarily been keeping up with that diversity. And so, it's time to it's good to see those sorts of changes happening.
The election of Rios Stafford has gained much attention, and she hopes to have a positive impact in her new role.
Since that news started going out, the number of young LGBTQ people who I've noticed who've started following me on social media, it really touches me. It really makes me feel gratified that hopefully I'm being a role model for the next generation.
During the campaign, Evelyn Rios Stafford focused on accountability and transparency and plans to implement those things as a new Justice of the Peace.
My belief is the Quorum Court, which is the body that the Justice of the Peace sit on, shouldn't just be a rubber stamp. They shouldn't just be a rubber stamp for the decisions of the county judge. We should really look carefully at everything and ask tough questions when they need to be asked.
In addition to working with budgets, justices of the peace can perform marriage ceremonies. It's a duty Rios Stafford is looking forward to.
I feel like it's just so special and beautiful to be involved in someone's day like that. JPs often get chosen by secular couples, interfaith couples, and same-sex couples. And I believe everyone should have a choice of someone they feel comfortable with performing their marriage. I'm a strong supporter of marriage equality. I believe that no matter who you are, who you love, your wedding day should be just as special as mine was. And so I'm glad to be able to provide couples with a choice of someone that they feel comfortable with performing their wedding ceremony.
Evelyn Rios Stafford will begin her 2-year term on the Washington County Quorum Court in January. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.